Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Buttplugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission, to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right! That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize! And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
All right. My friend Joel, I see Mr. Jeremy. We're going to take one more guy and then three ladies, as a matter of fact. Now, I'm half, like, freaked out about going to the game because he does not instill confidence in me.
We're going to be fine.
Joel, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Well, good morning, Johnny. I'm 30, single. And got a couple sleeves, vibrating sleeves, and that's about it.
Man, I don't care for the sleeve after my unfortunate incident with the girl, but it seems like everybody's got those. You got those, T? Jerk off the sleeves?
Yeah, one to try it out.
Well, just one.
Yeah, I've never had any experience like you've had, Johnny, but I don't think I'd like it if I
No, did. No, I don't allow them on my penis anymore. She said they told us you could stretch it. She was showing me all that you could do with it. I'm laying back. She's got it sitting up and pulls that thing out. She's like, and you can make it tight. She's grabbing it at the bottom. Bing, slips out of her hand because of the lube, snaps me right in the head of the penis, and it was awful. Like, it takes a lot to knock me completely out for the day, and I was like, no, we're not doing anything now.
You rubber banded your ding dong.
I have to walk around and hold this like I'm a 3-year-old. Like, you know, little kid, just clutch it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I did for about 2 hours.
I would have too.
Yeah. All right, Joel. By the way, you have multiple sleeves. Is there a way to feel a difference between one and the other?
The texture inside of them. There's one that's ribbed and one that's, you know, plain, and then
I feel like mine's
loop too.
Maybe mine's gone dead. I don't know that I can feel the difference in that. Like, maybe there's something wrong with me.
Right. But I don't know. I'm ready to play, brother.
All right, you're gonna play, Joel. Hold on, stay right there. Jeremy's with us. Jeremy, how are you?
Yep. I'm 35. I've been married for about 6 years, and me and my wife pretty much have everything you can ask for. We've tried about everything. I've got a sleeve, and we've tried the rings, and we're pretty experimental.
Where do you keep it all?
Oh, there's a locked chest so that the children can't get
a chest. How big would you say this chest is?
It's about, you know, like 2x3, like a normal like chest, you know.
Full is it goodies. Full?
Yeah.
Dang, good for you, Jeremy. All right, well, let's see. You sound like you're a professional. Joel, Jeremy, hold on. I have to get John on. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? I'm 33, been married for 7 years, have 2 kids. My wife has 1 egg, vibrating egg.
That's it. I like the way you threw your kids in while you're looking for something to stick your ding-dong in. My wife has 1 egg. That's it? Why that's it? There's nothing else? There's no...
No, really. Since we've had the 2 kids, it's kind of died down a little bit. We haven't really had the time to... You know, dive into some new stuff, but I've actually brought it up recently. I've been trying to play Adult Toy Price is Right for, heck, the last month and a half, and I finally got in, so I'm
good.
Hoping for the best.
I'm glad you did. I see what you did now, though. You prefaced the fact that you have very few marital aids because you have quite a few kids, 2.
Yes.
And that tends to kill the whole thing, huh?
Yes, it does.
My God. That's the whole thing I missed. What about you, Nick?
He's toy poor. I'm good. Yeah. I'm gonna... A respectful amount, nothing, you know, not too much. Mm-hmm. I don't have a treasure chest like he has, but enough. Right. I'm happy.
I've got 2 drawers.
I've got a to-go bag in a drawer.
She has a to-go bag. She comes by.
I'm a lady on the go.
That's right. That's right.
I'm done.
All right. John.
Yep.
Jeremy.
Yep.
Joel.
Yep.
The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. In case of a three-way overbid, the closest one takes it home. For the fellas, our item up for bid is the Thug Double F***er from Oxballs. Wanna do some double stuffing and wanna do it quick.
That's right, sir. I would like to double stuff my sexual partner, but I lack a second penis.
We got something to help you double up that dick.
Well, I hope it's not another fella, because bumping helmets is just not my style.
Just strap this on and you can put twice the stuff in between us.
Well, now that I'm fully invested in this comedy bit, tell me more, singer man.
Yeah, it's a c- ring that doubles up your penis.
And it turns you into a human double dong.
Oh.
Strap it on. It's the double fucker.
It's a premium silicone dildo attached to a C-ring.
You can't go wrong with the double fucker.
It lays right on top of your junk for some double stuffing fun.
Ooh, when you're ready for some dick sticking, this will help you with some dick thickening. Yeah, if you long for double donging, Oxballs here for you.
It's the double cracker from Oxballs, and it can be yours if the price is right.
Damn. I'm not sure what I'm more effed up by, that song or the project. Like, this is... And here's the worst part. Well, probably the best part. You can't open it. It's like a one-time open package. Like,
right?
Like a food item.
Yeah, it's almost like opening a pack of jerky or a hot pickle.
Yeah, well, hot pickle. So I can see, though. It took me a second. I had to hold on to the light so you can see how this works.
Okay, let me
see. So it's like a C-ring. So you... It.
Okay, I see, too. Okay. Yeah, that is something.
Is it for doubling up, or do you put your wiener
in it? You put your wiener in it. You put your wiener in here, and it thickens you up and the C-ring.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't give you two penises.
Right. It just makes you bigger.
Greg, I thought I was a little confused by your song.
No, if you it lays on top of yours, so it's because it has it replicates another penis. So
no, I think your penis goes in it.
No, it goes underneath it. There's a
and then that's a C-ring.
Yeah.
But your penis goes in it.
No, it goes underneath it.
There's no, not possible.
Yes.
You're all right. Maybe you're right.
Find a video. You probably already watched it.
Where did your information come from?
From the company that makes it, Oxballs.
I don't want to do it.
It sits on top of yours.
I don't want that.
It's double stuffing.
Mm-hmm. It's hard enough. I mean, these poor guys, a couple of them are married, I think. Like, it's hard to get one in.
Well...
I don't feel like we're... I feel like you're asking, like, making it harder for them.
Talk to the man who picks the toys.
All right. Hey. Let's see, guys. All right, fellas. Well, tell me something, Joel. Do you think your wife will go for this?
Well, if I had one, but the ladies are definitely going to be grateful for it.
All right.
But,
what would you bid?
I would bid
$24.99. See, by the way, T, did you think your ding-dong went in it?
Yeah, I saw the thumb went in the way that the pictures look.
What do you think?
It's got a hollow.
I'm going to look up to the...
Yeah.
I see how it can be both. I see that. Because it could kind of, like, it veers
look at
off.
You. The Switzerland
No. It looks like it could veer off, yet you're still getting the vibration.
There's
now you're even more confused.
There's no vibrator in that.
Well, just with it moving on your... I can't even believe I'm going... And you're moving
it's like
on your ring.
Yeah, a sleeve-on type thing on there, you know?
I want you both to stop talking.
Done.
Jeremy...
I'll go $49.99.
Was it confusing to you, Jeremy?
I mean, I've seen a lot. But
you've got a whole chest.
I don't know if that seems like... I don't know. I'd have to see it.
Yeah. All right. John, finally, what would you bid?
Go $29.99.
The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price is
$76.99.
Ooh, $76. Yeah. It was an all-over bid, but Captain Dildo Super Chest, you at least went high, so you know that it's all yours.
All right.
So now you have to let me know what exactly you do with it once you get it.
I will see what I can do. I will write up a review.
Listen, these things get complex, and I've seen a lot in my life, but when we are all arguing about how something fits in what, where, like, it's a weird item. But by the way, if it is correct, does your chick like it in the back?
It just depends on her mood, I guess.
Yeah. See, I don't think this can go that way because it's not.
Oh, thank you.
Never do what you just did to me. Greg just walked in like the hand of God, defiant, with a full iPhone screen of a guy with an erection and that thing strapped around and that sitting on top of it.
Double stuffer!
Never do that to me again. Defiant weirdo. All right, well, he showed me. That's how it goes. So apparently, they both go in one area. That's so for chicks who like it doubled up in the same place.
Okay.
Like trying to get two cars in the same parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now I get it. You ever done that to your girlfriend or your wife?
No, not. I can't say that I have.
Stay right there, Jared. Can't. I don't know. Most chicks do not want two cars in a one-car garage, but some do.
You could be parking a double-decker bus.
So stay there. Joel and John, I'll get you guys hooked up with something, man. Hook them up with Freakers Bowl or whatever they want. Burt Kreischer, Greta Van Fleet, Deep Purple tickets, whatever, man. I got to get to the ladies here. T?
Yeah?
I told you it could get weird.
Yeah. It was entertaining, but that's a terrible item. Terrible. Does Sabrina want you to do that too? Well, I'm sure she does. At least it feels like a whole one. All right, Nicole, welcome to the show. What's your story?
I'm 32. I'm in a relationship, and we have a plethora of toys, such as strap-ons and butt plugs and vibrators.
Strap-ons. Now, so he likes it when you make love to him?
Yes.
Wow. Did you know that when you first met him, or did he like go, hey, I want to try this, or were you like, hey, I want to do this to you?
Well, he asked me what my fantasy was, and that's always been something I've always wanted to do, and he was more than willing to let me do it.
You've really had some bad relationships. That's some real anger in you. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. Well, you go, what's your fantasy? If the next thing comes out of a girl's mouth, I'm just saying, it's like, I'd like to jam it in your A. I'd be like, ooh, I feel like, well, I'll be honest, the answer's not yes, by the way. Yes.
It should never be asked for you.
No, I know me. I'm pretty good at creating situations in a relationship where they carry some pretty hard resentments way back in there. And I feel like if I was exposed at that point, like,
yeah,
I'd have to go to a doctor later.
After Greg has to come to the house and find you and release you.
Do you ever get angry and really just drop the hammer on him?
Yeah.
Oh.
No hesitation.
But he digs it, huh?
I love it.
He digs. Does he ever make you wear a fake mustache?
No. That would be funny, though.
Yeah. You want to really weird him out, put a fake mustache on, and then pull his hair and demand he call you daddy.
He's pretty red.
Get weird. Get weird right there. All right, you're going to play, Nicole. You stay right there. I got to get Monica on. Monica, welcome to the show.
Okay, hello.
What's up?
My name's Monica. I'm 47, and I'm married, and I have a whole drawer full of toys.
Mm-hmm. You sound...
Several vibrators.
You sound like a no-nonsense girl.
A what?
No-nonsense girl. Like, you know what you like, when you like it, and you know how to get there.
Yes, and I'm the boss in my relationship.
Yeah. All right, Nicole. Monica, are you smoking right now? Because I'm picturing you with a Pall Mall.
Me? No.
Nope.
Right. No.
Did you used to smoke?
No, I still smoke. I'm just not smoking right now.
Oh, gotcha. There you go. Because I just picture going, all right, you come over here and take off these squirrel covers and get out. I don't want to see anything but the top of your head until I'm clean.
All right. Do I have a voice?
No, very sexy. Just like me. Nicole, Monica, you stay right there because I got to get Autumn on. Autumn, are you a stripper?
Me?
Yeah. Oh, boy, you're a stripper.
Oh, no, not today.
Yeah. I see you said me. You've definitely danced before.
Only on crazy nights.
Mm-hmm. All right, Autumn, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm Autumn. I'm 30. I have me a little a something. I don't know what he is yet. But I got a couple things. I got like a jackrabbit and a few vibrators.
dropping kids out at school. Sorry.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Don't avoid me.
No. I was just going to wait until...
Mom life, hashtag.
By the way, I like the way if a girl or if a guy referred to a girl as, I don't know, it's a chick, I don't know what she is yet, you're like, what a douche. A girl does it, I'm like, I'm strangely aroused right now. Like, she's brutal. Are the kids out of the car?
One is, but the other one's two, so she don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my. I feel like it's a, I feel like I'm doing something wrong, but who am I? Who am I to judge? So what do you have?
Don't judge me.
You have a jackrabbit at home.
I do.
And what else you cut out? What else do you have?
Just a few bullets and
two kids.
Everything else is broke, so
two kids. I don't feel like you do anal.
No.
Nah.
Say everything else is broke.
It's not my thing.
You don't. How do you break stuff?
We won't get into that.
All right. Well, listen, Autumn, Monica, yes. Nicole. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. So, ladies, you're going to need to listen.
For the ladies, our item up for bid is the Dual Density Real Touch 8-inch Big Brown Dong and Balls from Cloud 9. Ladies, we got a big rubber dick for you. And it's not going to do you no harm.
Big what?
8 inches long and a big old set of balls. Yeah. It's about as big as a baby's. Take it off your pants. You better lube it up. Get brown tonight. Get brown tonight. It's 8 inches long. This ain't no honky dong. Get brown tonight. Get brown tonight. The Dual Density Real Touch Dong is 8 inches of chocolate love. It has a powerful suction cup base. It's harness compatible. And it's made in the USA.
Place your bid quick.
No.
Get brown tonight. Get brown tonight.
It's the Dual Density Real Touch.
And it can be yours. Right. If the price is right. The price is right. That's right.
Damn, this thing is serious, man. God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That thing is once again sturdy.
Yeah. That's...
Hey, I'm moving it up to try again.
It's, you'll wanna. You want to go and dry Sterling. With that thing.
Sterling.
That's one way to get brown face.
Yeah. Whoa. Might have said kid from seventh grade. I had to change clothes in front of him. Name was Tony.
That's hobo a scar in New York. Right there.
I know. A hobo in New York is like twice that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, so
let me rub it on your face.
No,
you're a racist.
I'm not a racist.
You are.
Want,
oh, you like
stop.
It.
Stop. Stop it. Stop it. Stop. Touching that on me, all right? I don't want...
Mm-hmm. He loves it, ladies. I assure you. It's a suction cup one. Any of you girls, Autumn, Nicole, Monica, anybody got a suction cup dildo?
Yeah.
No.
Who said yes?
Nicole.
Nicole has one. Monica?
No.
What about you, Autumn?
No. They wouldn't let me get that one when I worked at the porn shop.
That was pretty good. You see
me? It was.
I dropped that from a height of about 2 feet and stuck it.
A decent landing.
I swear to God, I will spit on this thing and hit you right in the forehead with it and turn you into a unicorn. Man.
He's talking to you.
Yep. All right. Well, what would you pay for such an incredible item, Nicole?
What size was it?
What size? Are we buying it? What, you're buying it by the inch now? You are. It's 8-inch dong. It is 8 inches long, and it doesn't say how big around it is. I don't know.
Well, it's girthy.
Let me get a professional. I gotta pull the video.
Hey, about the size of a, let's see, would you say maybe one like silver dollar?
Okay.
Don't ever.
$45.99.
How much, Nicole?
$45.99.
All right, Monica.
Let me light me a palm off. $89.99
for Monica. And finally, Autumn, you want to let your kid guess or are you going to do it?
Well, yeah, like I said, she's only two, so she don't really know anything. But
that's nice.
I'm thinking $110.
$110.
Yeah.
All right. And the actual manufacturer's suggested on a retail price is
$49.95.
Yeah. Oh, $49.95. Oh, Nicole.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah, you got something else to sit on. Good for you. Look at you. That's all
I'm
yours.
Excited.
That's very nice. Oh, you're very welcome. Come on, pick that thing up.
Okay.
All right. Monica, Autumn, I'm going to find something fantastic for you ladies, but I want to thank you for playing. I'm sorry that you did not get the item today, but we do have some lovely parting gifts, all right?
All right.
All right,
thank
stay
you.
Right there. I don't know that it's a healthy thing to say about your kid. They're only two. They don't know nothing. I feel like.
No,
not really. Not really setting the kid up for a win on that one. You know? I mean, I don't have kids, so I don't know. But
a mom knows what a mom knows, as you know.
Yeah. That's a sad. You're like, no. It's not being mean. That kid's dumb. Like, it's just the way it is.
You don't know nothing.
I can't remember the dad's name, but he was dumb too.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized bubbler's what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chops and her to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With four locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.